Morning on KISS 108.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's a Tuesday morning after the long 4th of July weekend. Billy here, Lisa's here. Say hello, Lise.
Hey guys.
Justin's back. Hey, Justin.
Hey guys, thanks.
And Winnie is at Master Control.
Here I am.
I'm still impressed you can run all that.
Thanks. I owe it to Justin. He taught me everything
cool?
I know.
It's like amazing to
it's
watch.
It's like Command Central.
Yes.
Right?
And we even got JoJo answering phones. Oh, I can never see him. He ducks behind the screen.
He doesn't like to be seen.
Yeah.
JoJo was out and about all weekend. I follow him on Instagram, and he was DJing like every day, every night. So, wow, what a crew, huh? What a crew. All right, so it's the best summer ever, and we've done this before. It's such a cool thing. We give away tickets to all the best shows of summer. We gave away the New Kids earlier today. And is that final? We're all going to the New Kids. Did we get the final yes from Heesh?
It's like 80%. We'll find out by the end of the day.
All right. And right now, I've got a pair of tickets to see The Weeknd, who's coming into Gillette Stadium July 21st. But the big story is, when you win The Weeknd tickets, okay, you'll qualify for the grand prize. We'll talk about that in a minute. But right now, we need caller 25 at 617-931-1108. You'll get yourself a pair of tickets to The Weeknd out of Gillette and qualify for the grand prize. And while we wait, Justin, you have a talk back in there?
I do. If you want to join the show and give some feedback, you can even give some criticism, whatever you want to say. On the iHeart app, hit that little red microphone and send your message in.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome back, Justin. I just wanted to say I loved how Billy talked up Sweetest Pie just there. It was a perfect right to the tee. And yeah, he's a great professional at that.
In case you missed it, never leave anyone there.
Take care of everybody.
Because you don't know what's going to hit them a little bit later. Anyway, thank you for the call. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for the talk packs.
Yeah.
He hit the post.
Yeah,
that's what I do.
Yeah.
That's well, you know, you guys laugh. You forget I used to be a DJ at a club, or I mean many clubs. I could talk up the post.
I think talking at the post is actually really fun. And I, like when Max was really young, I went into their school and they did like a tell us about your job day.
Oh, yeah.
And I brought a microphone from here and I played a song and I taught the kids how to talk up the post.
No way.
And and they traded the microphone. And I gave them like, hey, you know, this is Johnny and you're listening to KISS 108. And they loved it.
So you were teaching them how to talk up to the post.
It's awesome.
Can you do it?
You want to practice right now?
Yeah, come on, Lise. Take us to the post.
You want 10 seconds? Is that good enough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 10 seconds, Lise. Ed Sheeran, Bad Habits.
So listen up, guys. We've got weekend tickets coming up at Gillette Stadium. So if you want to go, you can win Just Be Caller 25.
Just missed it.
That was pretty close.
You kind of stomped on the first word, right, Justin?
No.
All right, Bill.
Wow, Bill.
All right, Bill. Doja Cat Woman, 18 seconds. Go ahead,
that was
Mr.
Great.
Perfect.
I thought that was pretty good. Yeah.
Ah, here we are Tuesday back from the long 4th of July weekend. I hope you had a great time. Spent some time with family, backyard barbecues, poolside, whatever. Picnics, those are big on the 4th, too. Anyway, it's KISS 108, the morning show, and happy Tuesday.
That was good.
Come on. Yeah. Yeah, you got a little stuck there.
It's fun now.
It's all right.
This is fun. We should do this more often. Yeah.
All right, you want another one?
Yeah, do another one.
Winnie, you give it a shot. Go ahead.
No, I don't want to do it.
All right. Lisa, you do it again. You're the teacher, Lisa.
All right, so Justin Bieber, Ghost, Lisa, is 13 seconds.
Oh, God,
you ready?
I don't know this song.
That's okay. Feel it. You got to feel it.
You want a quick one? A quicker one? You want like a Dove Cameron boyfriend? 6 seconds?
Whatever you want to do, give it to me.
All right, we'll do
okay.
Take it easy.
That's for later.
Don't get me too excited. All right, here we go. Justin Bieber goes. 13 seconds.
Oh, my God. So Justin Bieber's been out of commission for a little while now, and we're kind of worried about him. So stick around, and we'll give you more on Justin Bieber coming up right after this. That was pretty good.
That was pretty good. You're doing it. So,
oh, my God.
You're doing it blind.
Lisa, I'm doing it blind.
You have to remember, normal radio DJs are looking at the countdown. They can see the post is when the song starts.
Oh, that's
when
the words lame. Start. They look at the screen.
Yeah, you guys are doing it not just from listening.
Yeah, you got to feel it. You felt it,
baby. I was
feeling
it.
You know what you did? You owned it.
Oh my God. Now I'm like nervous. All right, give me one more.
Oh, you know, one more.
Yeah, one more.
All right, let's
like
do
a song that I know like right. really well. Like,
About about Damn Time?
Okay.
You want About Damn Time? Are you gonna give me a, you gotta
okay.
give me a minute here? I gotta.
Okay.
All right, are you
That's
ready?
Eight
this
seconds.
One's 8 seconds. All right, ready, Elise?
All right, guys. I'm feeling this song. I love this song. This is the song of the summer. It's Lizzo, About Damn Time.
Oh,
that was good. That was good.
That was good.
That was really good.
That was good.
You guys are doing a plan. You don't see it. So
yeah.
I'm very impressed with you guys.
Wow.
Yeah. And by the way, Billy has like the countdown kind of in front of him a little bit to the right.
I do.
You can see it. Yeah.
Right? No, I can't see
there.
That.
He doesn't look.
Hey,
Justin.
Yeah, no,
Justin.
You do. No, you can look over that far screen right there.
But I can't see it. It's small and it's facing Winnie.
You know what?
It's a very awkward
this is
setup
behind
here.
The
I don't
scenes
wanna...
that no one needs to know about. Let's
yeah.
go to the winner.
I wonder if Elizabeth can talk it up to the post. Elizabeth.
Hi.
How you doing, Elizabeth?
I'm wonderful. How are you guys?
Great. What are you doing today, Elizabeth?
I'm on my way to work.
And where do you work?
I work at the Lowell 5 in Drakett.
The Lowell 5? The 5 and Dime?
Yep.
Or
no, it's no. a bank.
I don't think 5 and Dime
no,
exist
there
anymore.
Is one. There is one. I forget where it is, but there is. That's why it was a joke.
Okay.
But no, Lowell 5, the bank, yeah. What are you getting
yeah.
for a rate right now?
Oh, not you don't want to know.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Not good.
Not good. Any funds you want to recommend over there at Lowell 5?
Any funds?
Yeah.
Money markets are good. You can put your money in the money market.
There you
That's
go.
That's good. Do you guys give out lollipops?
Ooh.
I love that.
We do, and dog bones if you come through.
Oh, see, I love
your
that.
Dog a dog bone.
You know what I like? The banks always have really good pens.
Well, they're usually
we
attached to something. They're usually attached to a
story. Oh, wait a minute, Elizabeth. Here's something I've always wanted to ask a banking employee. Who are the people who tear the pen off a chain? How desperate can you be?
I know. You see an empty chain. You're like, what happened
yeah,
here?
Yeah, and they're not even good pens, the ones on the chain. Yeah, the ones you give to customers for opening account, those are nice. But the ones on the chain, like, who steals those?
Yeah, even the post office has the chains.
Yeah.
The pens missing.
Yeah.
If you're listening right now, right, and you're one of the people who has taken a pen off a chain at a bank, take a look at yourself in the mirror.
Reevaluate your life.
You really need to reevaluate.
Yeah, you really, exactly.
Yeah,
what's
and where's
going
the
on
pen
there?
Now?
Right.
You know? So right before the break, we had Elizabeth on the phone. Now, Elizabeth won a big prize.
Right.
But, you know, we wanted to get to know Elizabeth.
Well, we learned that she's working at the 5 and Dime in Lowell.
I was working part-time in a 5 and Dime.
Right?
That was amazing.
Yeah.
That's an amazing pull that
right?
you
yeah.
just did.
Wow.
Well, we were getting to know Elizabeth yeah. before her big, you know, prize.
Well, you know, right. I like to talk to the listeners and get to know them a little bit, right? We all do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Winnie has this thing where now her way of shutting us up is she just randomly hits a song really loud.
So as much as I love to pile up on Winnie, I do have to defend her a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
As the master controller, that's what you called her last, you know,
right.
segment.
Yeah.
She's responsible, as am I, for the timing of the show.
Oh, please.
So sometimes when you go a little bit long, she gets a little bit nervous because
right.
that's her job, is
yeah.
to keep you on time. So I think right there we were going a little bit late, so she was like,
so
oh,
I tried to find an out, which was funny with the pen thing, but then I didn't realize you never told her she
yeah.
won.
Well,
I
call
thought,
me
I thought
crazy,
you told her.
But I kind of think the content is a little more important. Than
I tend to agree with you. That's
you
why I didn't say anything.
You know,
I just
Elizabeth
let
is
it go.
A wonderful woman. I've got her on the phone right now.
Okay.
Luckily, she hung up on Elizabeth,
I
and I got her back.
Hang up on her. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
Elizabeth, let me ask you something. Were you annoyed
yes.
by us asking you about the banking business?
Not at all.
Yeah, we were having a good time over coffee. You know?
We were.
Winnie was annoyed.
No, I wasn't annoyed. Elizabeth, I just thought you knew you won, and then it was a funny time to go to the song, so that's
yeah.
why I did that.
So, Elizabeth, do you know what you
that's
won?
Fine. Well, I believe tickets to see The Weeknd.
Yes.
Awesome.
See, what are you worried about, Winnie? She knew what she was winning.
I knew she knew.
But it's good. It's good to tell everybody what she won.
So, what's her name?
Elizabeth.
What is happening?
Billy was up late watching the fireworks.
Oh, my God. What was that about? That's another story we'll talk about later. God, Keith, move it along, the show.
Well, you understand my pain.
Totally. Elizabeth, listen. You're going to see The Weeknd out at Gillette Stadium. Plenty of legroom, too. That show is coming July 21st to Gillette Stadium, and he's got some special guests there as well. But you also qualify for the grand prize. Are you ready for this, Elizabeth?
I'm ready.
4 tickets in the Kiss 108 Luxury Suite, the TD Garden, August 6th. $1,000, dinner at Guy Fieri's, a night at Encore Boston Harbor with your own limousine to and from, so you can drink as much as you want. How about that?
That's amazing.
Now, hold on, Elizabeth, because eventually you're going to have a conversation with JoJo, who's on the phones, and he'll get all your information, and we'll make sure you get your tickets and everything else, okay?
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Bye, Elizabeth. Nice talking to you.
Yeah. Nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Nice talking to you,
super
guys.
Super nice.
Yeah. Thank you.
Call us anytime.
Yeah. Can I bring up something I just thought of?
Because
when you talked about the grand prize Encore.
Yeah.
I went to Encore last week.
Oh.
Yeah, for a short time. And I'm not a huge gambler. I just do slot machines.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of an amateur at it. I really don't know what I'm doing.
Right.
And so I went up to the slot machine, and it was a $10 one.
Yeah.
So I put $100 in. Yep. I was thinking I'll just do like 10 spins. I put the $100 in, and then I just hit spin. And all of a sudden, I only had $50 left.
Yeah, I know.
So I was confused as to what happened.
Oh, you hit the max button.
Yeah.
So then I just said, oh, I don't know what that was. Let me just hit it again. I hit it.
Gone.
All my money gone.
Yeah.
That's what happened to us, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So they start at a max bet.
No, you can hit a single spin.
Yeah.
Or the max spin. If you hit this max spin, yeah, it took 50 right out of your tick.
Yeah, so I got 2 spins. I won nothing.
Oh, Justin. Yeah. Oh, my God. We were on the 25-cent one, and I started with 100, and I got nothing, too.
Yeah.
And that was after many spins.
Yeah, Lisa didn't get a single coin back.
It was horrible.
Nothing? 100. But she hit big on the blackjack table.
Yeah, I won $200 on blackjack. I'd never played blackjack before.
Black or red?
I have no idea. It was at a $15 table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The only $15 table. We had to go looking for it.
Yeah.
What are they?
They have tables that start at 100.
25.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
On Saturdays, they do higher betting. So I think on like a weekday, you get like a $5 or a $10 table. But
yeah.
It's a little PSA for the person that wins the grand prize for the best summer ever.
Oh.
When you're at Encore, be careful on the slot machines.
Yeah, but no, you don't have to be careful. Well, you can hit either one.
I know,
when you hit the max spin, you'll win more.
If you're like me and didn't know that, you know, I just hit bet.
And then your money was gone.
And then my money was gone. Anyway, before we go to break, let's go to the talk back.
Good morning, everyone. I am in Sebastian, Florida. I have been listening to you guys for a good 15 years. And I just want to say keep up the good work. I love every morning waking up to you. You make me laugh. And I love you. Thank you.
Wow. She up.
Mm.
Yeah.
She's had her coffee.
Oh, my goodness. I bet she had the almond creamer, too, with it.
Probably.
Yeah.
A little splash.
The blue diamond. But yeah, you mentioned earlier, the reason why she left that talk back was because of you, Billy. You mentioned earlier, people from around the country or around the world that are listening, send a message in to us on the iHeart app. Just hit the red microphone.
Mm-hmm.
We got one earlier from Jordan.
One
of the seven wonders of the world.
Yeah.
So send in your message and we'll get you on the air.
All right. And we got entertainment coming up, please.
We do. So a lot happened this weekend over July 4th.
Oh,
so
boy.
We've got parties and Stranger Things info, right?
Yeah, we really want to talk about the Michael Rubin party.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
He's the Sixers owner. Is that who he is, Justin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, super rich.
Everybody was at that party, and the house was the size of a hotel. we'll talk about that. We'll also recap what went down on the Esplanade last night. Lisa and everybody else was catching up on Stranger Things. We'll talk about that and get inside the music of Stranger Things. It's all coming up. Please hang in.
I love Maddie in the Morning, Billy and Lisa. Oh my God, it's so funny.
They're so hilarious together.
Hey guys, welcome back. You know, it's so hard getting up early on a Tuesday morning after a long weekend.
Well, you don't know where you are.
Yeah. I mean, you love the long weekend and everything, but God, your body clock is so far off. I slept 11 hours.
Good for you.
Sunday night into Monday. Yeah. And then no sleep last night. Bessie had me up all night.
Well, you went to bed late, too, last night, right?
Well, I mean, staying up for the Esplanade show. Ay, ay, ay. Keith, move it along. Oh, my God.
He's a friend of the show. Be nice.
I know, but the Esplanade show went 2 hours longer than any other city in America.
Mm-hmm. I was reading this weekend that out west, because of the wildfires, they don't have fireworks. They're doing laser shows.
Yeah, you were telling me that. I didn't. Mm-hmm. Did you see any of it?
I didn't see any. I was reading about it that people loved them. They had these drone laser shows like in Salt Lake City in California.
Wow.
I'm not ready to give up the fireworks yet.
Me either.
Yeah.
And I wanted a flyby. I didn't get a flyby yesterday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. What didn't you see?
No, I didn't want it for myself.
Well, what was the video that you sent to me where there were guns being, you know, like cannons? What was that?
Those were the cannons on the Constitution.
On the Constitution, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's an annual tradition where they turn the Constitution around so the wear and tear. In other words, so now the sun will beat on another side of the Constitution so you don't have one side that has more wear. You know, it's the oldest warship in the world. And we forget about that. That's a lot of history down there in the Navy Yard. Oldest in the world. And by the way, still an active Navy ship. Yeah. There are sailors in the active Navy. Their assignment is the Constitution and the Navy Yard and its history.
It's always fun seeing the guys walking around in their uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure. It's so great.
Oh, they shoot the cannons off?
I was thinking about putting a uniform on over the weekend.
Just shoot the cannon. You know, there you go.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, it's so impressive.
That's what he sent me. This is these boom. And he has the droids, so the video always comes in really grainy and wavy.
Blurry.
And I'm watching it, and all I hear is boom, and I can't see anything else.
Really?
Just some water. And I was like, are you taking water on? Is someone, what's going on?
I got to tell you, it was very exciting. You know, you can get on. I did it years and years ago. You can get on the Constitution for the turnaround. There's a lot of dignitaries and everything. I wasn't invited this year.
I say, who considers you a dignitary?
Now, the entertainment update with Billy Costa.
There we go.
He's trying.
Nice 4th of July story.
You walked right into it, pal.
You're an honorary member. A man of the sea.
I'm going to wear a uniform next year.
You should. Captain Bell.
You know what I like? You know, the old hat that like shoots out to the sides?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like a period piece.
A pilgrim?
Yeah, and I'll carry a musket.
Oh, I thought you were talking like a real, like a modern day uniform of the Navy.
Oh, no. I want to be like a reenactor.
Oh, okay.
A lot of reenactors around the Navy Yard all weekend. I'm just saying. 4th of July, it's a special time. Did you hit the sounder, Winnie?
I did.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, the Esplanade, you know, Keith was fabulous. The Pops are just an amazing orchestra. Chaka Khan, I guess you could say, was the headliner.
Definitely.
A lot of people were waiting on Chaka Khan. I got to tell you, she didn't sing much. and you really jumped right out at you.
Yeah.
She had unbelievable backup singers, these three women. And she just left the show right up to them.
It was like every third word.
Yeah, she walked around and just, you know, like screamed like every so often.
I thought she looked great.
She did look good. Yeah. I was watching the you know, the tape of it from last night, and I was thinking, I wonder what Billy thinks of this.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm always amazed that when Keith brings it, we talked about this with Keith. How do you join in with a pop star, so to speak, and have the orchestra play with them? I mean, you know, Chaka had a full band. The drummer was amazing. But then you're blending with the Boston Pops, one of the most famous orchestras in the world. And it's kind of cool. But yeah, Chaka performed. Heather Headley was amazing. And she sang Somewhere Over the Rainbow. I couldn't believe it. Could not believe how good she was. She's a Tony Award winner, Grammy Award winner. She was beautiful and sang beautifully. And then I forget his name, Cologne, who had won The Voice.
Yeah.
Javier
Cologne or something. He was great. A lot of screaming.
He was a screamer?
But no, he did a really emotional rendition of a Hallelujah.
That always gets you going.
Yeah, with the Boston Pops. So, yeah, and it was a long night because I'm telling you, the fireworks didn't start until 10:30. And I'm, you know, like, okay, I have to go to sleep.
There were fireworks around my house that were going off at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, me too. Like, and I'm in New Hampshire, so it's illegal, so everyone's lighting up.
Oh, off. God. Oh,
I heard nothing. I slept like a baby.
Really?
Lucky. Yeah, I went to bed at like 9.
Well, that's the thing about fireworks, too. It's really hard to fall asleep after fireworks.
Yeah.
There's a lot of boom, 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 and you can't sleep. It's still in your head. I'm just saying. You set off homemade fireworks, Justin?
No, not home. Lisa.
No, he's not like making his own quarter sticks.
No. Okay? Oh, no.
Like, did you have quarter sticks?
No, you can buy them.
No, like, I might have some M80s.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, so you didn't get any quarter sticks?
No. I mean, I'm not like on the hunt for dynamite, but I had a whole bunch of fireworks that I bought because I went to this store. It was buy one, get one free.
Oh, what do you know?
Variety pack. So
what did it even cost? Like, what would that cost you?
So I got a variety pack for $250, and it was buy one, get one free. So I paid $250, and I got $500 worth of fireworks. So I had Roman candles and mortars that go up.
And they package them like a gift basket.
Exactly, like a gift basket.
They do. So it's almost like you're buying like a thing of toys.
Yes.
That's the way that they package
it. Yeah, there
it's
was
weird.
Only one small incident that could have went bad.
Yeah.
But didn't. Thank God.
Did it involve Nani or?
My whole family, really. I mean, they were all there. The neighbors were outside.
So what happened?
Well, I had, you know, the corner of my driveway was where I was lighting the fireworks. And one of them was, you know, it shoots things out, but not too high. Some of them go really high and some of them only go like a few feet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I wasn't paying attention because I'm an amateur. And I lit the firework facing the people instead of facing
so,
up.
So it went into the crowd.
No, but they were far enough away.
All right, good.
But if it was one of the ones that go way up,
oh my God,
they would have got lit up.
Well, what happens if it lands on a neighbor's house and you set it on fire?
I mean, that could happen. That's the danger of fireworks.
Wow.
But I mean, we were kind of far away from everybody. But they started going off and they were coming towards everyone. And all you heard were people running and screaming away.
This is why fireworks are only for professionals.
Yeah,
exactly.
You're right.
PSA, do not, if Justin's lighting off, go the other way.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. Anyway, the biggest and best of 4th of July party has to go to Michael Rubin, his hotel-like house in the Hamptons. He had everybody there from Drake to Travis Scott. Bob Kraft, of course, was there. Jason Tatum. Jay-Z and Beyonce, the Chainsmokers, who were just at our KISS concert, were there. Draymond Green, the D'Amelios, and I guess Drake and Travis Scott performed. That's a party.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a house that looks like a hotel.
Man.
That's the party you want to go to.
Yeah, folks, if you're listening, you got to go online.
Yeah,
is it easy enough to find the picture of the house?
It's everywhere. It's on the New York Post website. It's on the Daily Mail. It's a $50 million property right on the beach in the Hamptons.
Unbelievable. The night before, Drake was in Toronto at the Backstreet Boys show, of all places, and jumped on stage and did the song I Want It That Way with the Backstreet Boys. We have a clip right here. Yeah, I guess he told the story, Justin, of why he loves that song so much. When he was in high school, a girl asked him to dance or something, and it was to that song.
Yeah, the first girl that ever like showed him any attention, that song was playing, so holds a special place in his heart.
Yeah, you got to wonder where that girl is now.
Yeah.
Imagine.
She's watching.
And he's Drake.
Yeah.
Lisa Donovan, one of the millions and millions catching up on Stranger Things. Now, we've done a deep dive into the music, right? I mean, we all know about the Kate Bush song.
Well, that's why I did a deep dive, because I wanted to know who was the person on their team who picked the song. So we found out who it was. Her name's Nora Felder. She's like an executive who's done a lot of different projects. She's done Big Little Lies. Mm-hmm. She's done The Handmaid's Tale. But she picked this Kate Bush song, and she presented the Duffer Brothers with a couple of different options. This was her number one pick, and she was happy that they thought so too.
Wow. So we got a booker. Are we on that, Justin?
I am on it. She is an executive, so it might be a little tricky.
Well,
but
if anyone knows Nora Felder out there, the Duffer Brothers, you know.
And she has an amazing history in music going
she
way
does.
Back.
Well, she's been nominated for a couple of Emmys, too, because of it.
And the show hit another record, I guess, 7 billion
minutes
of viewing.
Yeah. Lisa, we forgot to mention this earlier in the earlier entertainment report. You know what part was really cool too. Was the Metallica?
Oh my God!
Master of Puppets. So there's a, yep. there's a part in it where one of the guys plays like a the guitar part solo. From Master of Puppets, and it's like a really good part of the episode. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, and they played Journey, Separate yep. Ways, which was of the opening scene.
Wow!
And they played James Taylor, our own James Taylor, Fire and Rain.
Fire and Rain.
Yeah.
Fire and Rain.
Yeah. Yep.
And it's official. Tom Brady, I think, has completely lost his mind. He launched a crazy commercial for crypto over the weekend. We've got it right here.
A lot of people think this is how you mine Bitcoin, but you don't need a flamethrower to buy, sell, or trade Bitcoin and crypto safely. You just need FTX.
I'm reloaded.
What's he doing? No, what is he doing?
I couldn't believe it when I saw it. I couldn't believe it. I mean,
with a flamethrower.
Yeah, you have enough money, Tom.
Right.
And
why you got to do this for?
Don't forget, he had hundreds of millions, not to mention Giselle's hundreds of millions,
mm-hmm.
and then did the deal for the broadcast deal for when he's done with football for like $300 million, right?
Yes.
Right. Why is he standing there with a flamethrower?
And underwear. Like I
well,
don't
then the
get
underwear,
it.
Yeah.
Like it just doesn't make any sense. He doesn't need it.
Well, and also the thing is, the whole football excuse is, oh, Giselle wants him to retire to spend time with the family.
Yeah.
How much time are you spending if you're doing the underwear, the Bitcoin, the this, the that? Like, it's not about that. Clearly, I don't know.
By the way, wasn't the show gonna order me a package?
Oh,
of
it was a 3-pack.
A 3-pack.
The show
is it coming?
Yeah. Who from the show?
All right, I will order it for you today. Are you medium or a large?
I'll go well,
extra small.
Large.
Oh my God, Winnie.
Okay.
I don't know why that has to happen.
Can I have one of those when they come in?
Sure.
I want to try them too.
So I know, but see. Now I have to order two different packs.
Two sizes. Right.
Are you large or extra large, Justin?
I'm a large.
Really?
Yeah, large is fine. Mm-hmm.
So do you want me to order you a large too, Billy?
Maybe I should go XL then.
I'm going to order him a large, Justin.
Order a large.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
No, they're not like the bikini things that Brady was wearing this
weekend. No, they're boxer briefs.
Yeah,
they come in. There's actually a 5-pack. So I'll get the 5-pack and it's all different colors.
Oh, yeah. And we'll just pick and choose.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Thank you for that. No,
you're
I'll
welcome.
Pay for it.
No, it's fine. I'll pay for it.
No. I'll pay for it.
No, I'm doing it today.
Although it's kind of weird if I'm buying Justin underwear.
No, I genuinely want to try them. I want to see if they live up to the hype.
All right. Hey, we're brought to you by... Oh.
Sorry, they're sold out. No.
What?
I can get a 3-pack in black, so in large. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
One of them's actually sold out, which is weird.
God, imagine that. we're brought to you by the professional matchmakers at Lunch Dates. Listen, you can skip the dating apps. Call my friends at Lunch Dates. They'll find you a great match who fits your lifestyle and your preferences. If you are single, what are you waiting for? Call 617-DATE-NOW or just go to lunchdates.com and there you go.
Call me Drake, bitch.
The 08 Studios. Now back to Maddie in the Morning
on Kiss 108.
Hey guys. So
okay. You have Justin. You have no idea what
I'm
Billy
having
was just
way
telling
too much
us.
Fun here.
Yeah, I'm in a different studio, so unless I come in there, I miss it.
Yeah,
fill me in.
Well, first things first, I'm not. You have no warning, I know, but in a couple of seconds, we're going to be doing airline news, so you may want to fire that, get that thing ready.
You want it right now? Or
well, what were we just talking about? Oh,
well, we were talking about
really.
No, we were just talking about there's a bathroom here, a single stall bathroom that mm-hmm. we've all used, and we've talked about it in the past how just people aren't flushing the toilet. There's a lot of hair that gets left around.
Yep, there's dribble on the floor.
No, there's more than dribble.
Someone tried to blame me once.
It's not Justin. Yeah. Justin's clean.
Yeah, somebody completely pees on the floor.
Yeah.
Like, there's no dribbling. Like, they just don't even pee in the toilet.
Yeah, it's gross. So much so that the general manager had to put up a sign, remember?
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, if you sprinkle when you tinkle.
Yep.
You
know what I mean?
And there's the matter of the pubic hairs that are found.
Right, that was
frequently.
The other thing that Billy just mentioned. And then Winnie thinks she knows who it is.
Yeah.
Now, I was saying to Billy that we were doing investigative work over the weekend, me and my friends, and that Mikey's girlfriend said that he leaves a lot of hair places, which would make sense with the hair that's left all over the bathroom.
Yeah. I think JoJo, deep voice JoJo, said the same about Mikey, that he's A little messy.
Yeah, he's nodding.
This could be, you know, the
But what does that even mean? You walk around and you feel like leaving your hair's places.
Well, maybe it's shaving.
Like
well,
you're trimming down there and you feel as though you want to leave it right there on the kitchen sink, on the sink.
I mean, I can explain it, I think. You know, he's a club DJ.
Right.
He also works very hard. He puts in a lot of hours, especially last week. He was covering for me.
Oh, yeah.
And his other shifts and DJing.
Yeah, he was great.
So he's here all day. He's here all night. Right, and then he has to DJ, so he has to get ready to go to the club. He stops in the bathroom, does a little cleanup.
And why is it on the sink?
Like that, I don't know. Like, I mean, he was probably just a quickie little. You know?
Okay, well, that's something else.
But yeah. Yeah.
Okay, Bill. Okay.
I'm just.
He's just keeping
when you walk in, you're like, okay, what was going on here?
Yeah, I don't use that bathroom anymore.
I noticed that. I don't want to walk all the way down.
I'm going to stop you.
I go into the communal ladies' bathroom.
Yeah, I just had it because I only had like 2 minutes, so I had to run to that one, and it was already gross.
I do have one little thing about that bathroom, though, that I do know for a fact.
The single stall bathroom.
The single stall bathroom.
This is a fact.
This is a fact.
Yeah.
That I know because I've seen it.
Okay.
Our friends down the hall at WBZ, who we love and appreciate.
Absolutely.
Right? I listen to BZ on the way in. I get a lot of my news from BZ.
News radio.
Nothing wrong about that, right?
Yeah.
I love them. But there are multiple people that work on that wing of our building who, when they have to come down and do, you know, number two, they come to that bathroom.
Why?
That's the secret grumpy bathroom. Where they drop a grumpy.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
What?
They walk down and they you do their business in that single stall bathroom.
Why don't they use the ones that are closer to them?
Because they're at work. You don't want to do that around your coworkers.
Yeah, it's going to smell.
Oh. Think so it's a secret grumpy.
You don't want to be known. It's a secret.
But we also have bathrooms completely outside of this build, like of this unit.
Yeah,
right,
it's out in the hall.
The door.
Yeah, that's right.
You can use that bathroom for that.
Yeah,
no
they
one
do.
Knows.
I don't know why they come.
Ugh,
they use.
My stomach
they
hurts.
Leave.
I never knew it was called the grumpy.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
Oh well, that's from Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. She dropped a grumpy on the bed.
Remember
when
so
he was
like
testifying.
A current event.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So that's once he said that he was testifying and he said, you know. She dropped a grumpy. Now it's known as a grumpy.
Okay, are we done?
Weren't we going to do airline news?
Well, we're going to do talkbacks. We actually had lots of talkbacks.
We do?
Yeah.
Have you ever dropped a dumpy?
No,
it's a grumpy.
A grumpy. Yeah.
A dumpy's a real messy grumpy.
That's a dumpy grumpy.
Yeah, there's a lot of splatter. knock it off. Wait a minute. Are we doing talkbacks
or
are we doing airline news?
I gotta go back on paternity leave. we'll hold airline news for the next
segment.
Okay.
A lot of people are sending in talkbacks about different things, especially the segment earlier about the roofies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Winnie told the story about she went out and had like two drinks. She was eating. And what happened when you got like sick?
I was like very like so tired. Like I slept the entire day.
Yeah,
like from 1 p.m. to 8 a.m. the next day.
Yep.
So this is for Winnie's story. In Facebook, it's Booze in Boston. There are so many stories of people also saying something was put in their drink. Something if you wanted to look into it. Again, Booze in Boston on Facebook.
All right. Booze in Boston.
So it's a Facebook page. If something happens, so Winnie, you can go on there and write your experience.
Okay.
Try to help other people. Yeah.
Hi. I wanted to say welcome back to Justin. We missed you and are glad things are going well with you and your beautiful family. I also am glad that you guys are calling out that caller who left his friend after possibly being roofied. And I wonder if any bartenders out there can call in and tell us what they might know about what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea. If anyone's out there listening, if you're a bartender in Boston or wherever, and you have any information on this about spiking legit bottles.
Yes.
As opposed to just a single drink.
We just want to know what's going on and why and what the mission is. What's the objective? It just seems crazy.
It is crazy. I don't get it. I don't get it. And on a separate topic, Billy, this girl needs our help.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Kayla. I need ideas for my dad's birthday this weekend. I bought Red Sox Yankees tickets for his 66th birthday. So I need ideas on, like, what to bring or what to do at the game or before the game.
What are you going to bring to the game?
Well, you can.
No, she wants to know like, where to
she
eat.
She can take him out to dinner.
Take him out to dinner or for drinks in and around Fenway.
I'll give one thing. You know what she can do? No. I'm being serious.
Go ahead. Yeah.
She can call the Red Sox office and arrange to have him up on the big screen. Happy birthday.
Oh, I did that for Max one
that's
time.
Right. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it was really great.
And that's pretty easy to do, right? At least you did it.
It's very easy
to do. So what's the process?
I just called their marketing person.
Yeah.
I had put in touch. And it was super easy. And you see it all the time if you go to a game.
Yeah.
So while I was on paternity leave, I brought this up when I called in. My wife, shout out to her. I don't know how she did this, but she got a billboard.
Oh, right.
Oh, right.
Of Abel and I for Father's Day. It was a picture of us, and it said, Happy Father's Day. We love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That was pretty cool how she did that.
That was the best thing I've ever seen.
I couldn't
believe it.
Well, you were going to tell me how much you paid. How much do those cost?
I didn't ask because I thought it would be rude.
Can I ask
you? You have enough money. You can do
it. But it's an electronic billboard, right? So you book an hour or something?
You can book a block of time.
Oh,
because
that's cool.
They change the screen every so many seconds or something. So you get up there several times. Yeah.
Yep. So it was an amazing, thoughtful gift.
I would do that for the show.
Huh? That would be cool.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, your nephew, buddy, he had a billboard on 93.
Okay, he didn't pay for it.
I know, but I'm just saying he had a billboard.
Cheapest person on earth.
Yeah.
No, really. I'm not even kidding. Like, go ahead. Find someone cheaper than my nephew.
Really?
I'm kidding. I love you, buddy.
He is great. He was great at Kiss concert, too.
Did he have the people dressed up?
No, he didn't, but he played really long sets.
Yeah, extended sets.
He had to make up.
Had the people on their feet doing sing-alongs and everything. It was very cool.
Yeah, he was working it.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Yeah. I kid. He's maybe the second cheapest person on earth.
Who's the first?
I don't even know.
His dad? Your brother?
No, my brother's not cheap.
No, he's not cheap?
No, he's a good guy.
You can you can be good and cheap. You can be a good person and
my husband's
be frugal.
Cheap. My husband's very
cheap. Number one is her husband.
Yeah, he saves the CVS coupons to get $2 off.
Oh, he saves those.
Oh my God, no! It's like a thing in our family. He keeps them in his wallet.
Wow.
And he uses them.
Is he the guy that goes to checkout and he has all these different things?
He's not that bad. But when he sees an opportunity to save,
is he aware of the thing my wife? Wife Michelle does where you save
Michelle's the same way.
She's frugal.
Yeah,
She saves every receipt, and then there's some place you send them to, and you get so many points.
Eventually,
you can change the points into gift cards and stuff like that.
Oh, I should tell
every
them about
single
that.
Receipt, no matter where you are, the car wash, the supermarket, anywhere, and some are worth more than others.
Wow, you know we call her Super Saver.
She is a Super Saver.
She's a Super Saver.
I'll have to tell Tim about that.
Yeah, I forget. There's a name for it when you look
app,
it up.
I have the app, but I deleted it because I didn't use it.
Yeah.
Because she told me about it. She said, you have to get the app, and I got it to appease her, but I never used it.
Yeah, any receipt I get, I have to leave it on the kitchen counter.
Can I ask a question? Because I'm really into this. I know we're running late here, at least.
Yeah.
So is he still frugal or cheap, like even on vacation?
Oh, God, yes.
Oh,
really?
He would rather not go on vacation.
Oh, gosh.
So you got to splurge on vacation.
I have to twist his arm to go on vacation. Well, he grew up, it was one of 11.
Yeah.
He went to Lake Erie. That was their big trip.
Oh,
wow. That was it.
Lake Erie?
Yeah. It's in Pennsylvania.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It sounded very nightmarish.
Yeah. One of the Great Lakes, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't he always say, why are we going? We have a pool right here.
No, he does say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Lisa secretly turns the heat up.
Oh my God, it was the best this weekend.
Yeah.
I turned it up to 82. I was like, look at me. I'm turning up the heat because he keeps it at 75. It was the best.
Imagine. Yeah. And then the house.
Living our best
life. In the wintertime, she secretly turns the heat up. It's crazy.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? I have to do the same thing all the time with Michelle.
So, what do you do, Lise, when you order things like clothes or whatever, Amazon, and the trucks are backing up to the house? How do you cover your tracks there?
What do you want from me?
Oh, it's something for the kids. It's such a true story, too.
All right.
So we're going to do airline news coming up.
Yeah.
It's Kiss 108, and we're back on Maddie in the Morning.
Hey, guys. Welcome back. Billy here. Lisa's here. Justin's back. Welcome back, Justin.
Thank you.
Winnie is at Master Control.
Here I am.
We're having fun. We're all back together again, just like family. And, well, We've got an episode of Airline News.
Maddie in the Morning presents Airline News.
You know what? I'm a whacker on the plane.
With Lisa.
Now get on the plane and get the hell out of here.
Lisa, are you looking at a story about an 86-year-old flight attendant?
She's the oldest one on record. She's actually in the Guinness Book of World Records. She's 86, and she enjoys flying from New York to D.C. and then on to Boston.
Wow.
So that's her favorite route, and she's still flying. She flies for American Airlines now.
You know, when you think back, well, Winnie, you weren't born probably, but there was a time where you, at least, do you remember when people would smoke on the plane?
Oh, I totally remember it. And I have to tell you, it's so crazy that it's like, smoking's so bad for you. I'm not advocating smoking and stuff like that, but just to think that we were on planes where the people that were sitting back by the bathrooms were like lighting up, smoking cigars.
You
would, as you're on your way to the bathroom, you just see them.
Yeah.
Just, you know, putting the butts out, and the ashtray was on the armrest.
Yeah.
It was really sad.
But
at the same time,
it was kind of amazing if that was allowed to happen.
Because you had to get up. Picture this, Justin. You're in the non-smoking section. It didn't matter. You're in a tube.
Yeah.
It just comes right back to you.
The smoke's not going anywhere. You're in a cylinder, right? And so you have to get up and go to the bathroom out back, and you're walking by all of the people in the full cigars on board a plane.
And you know how they still say you can't smoke in the laboratories? Mm-hmm. They still make that because people would take the cigarette, get up, and smoke in the bathroom.
Yeah. And then dismantle the smoke detector, right? Because then they threatened it was a federal offense if you tampered with the smoke detector in the bathroom.
And they sold cigarettes on the plane.
Oh, like, from the stewardess?
Oh, yeah.
They come up,
like a pack of Marlboros?
Oh, yeah. No, it was like the fact that was allowed to happen.
Yeah. Well, think about it. They used to have weight restrictions on flight attendants and height restrictions.
And height.
Yeah. You could never do that now.
Oh, wow. No.
Get on the scale before you get on board.
No,
that's not happening.
No.
But it is airline news, and we've got an updated report from young Kayla, who's on the phone right now. Good morning, Kayla.
Hello, everybody.
Kayla is America's number one television producer. She happens to produce a Dining Playbook on Nessun. And so did you get back last night from Italy, Kayla?
No, I got back on Friday night.
And you were in beautiful Lake Como. How was that? Was that nice?
Oh, amazing. Everyone should go to Lake Como in Italy.
God. And you went with family, right?
Yep. My parents are still there. They did an extra week. Lucky them.
Nice.
But we came back, on Friday.
Okay, I got to share something with you from behind the scenes, okay, Kayla? Before you said that your mom and dad stayed an extra week, right? Winnie innocently turned and asked me, hey, what's the deal with your producer, Kayla? Is she from money?
I always ask that. I'm like, does she have money in her family?
Well,
she
knows
a lot of places.
Yeah, you know why.
Winnie money bag.
Well,
I'm one of four kids, so if you ask my dad, no, we do not come from money.
Okay. Okay, so you ran into some travel nightmares. Describe them.
Yes. So last Friday, and let me first of all say I'm one of the lucky ones to actually make it to Italy because I know a lot of people are not making their flights. So I'm very grateful to actually make a flight. Tried to leave Friday. They delayed us, delayed our second flight, our connecting flight in Germany before we even got on the first one. So then they kicked us off that flight. So then we spent 2 hours in a service line rebooking, finally got on that flight, landed in Germany, and then they told us the next flight wasn't for 16 hours.
So,
and actually a family from Boston was on our flight also going to Milan where was our final destination, and they ended up leaving the airport and just had themselves a day in Germany, which is what we should have done. But we sat in Germany for 16 hours, drank a lot of beer, played a lot of card games.
Wait a minute. You sat at the airport for 16 hours?
Yeah. What else am I going to do?
I'd probably go out and enjoy the day.
Like the other family.
Yeah.
Well, customs was hard enough. Like I did not want to mess with the system any more than we had to. So knowing our luck, we would have never made it back into the airport. So we just stayed put. Then we got on the plane finally in Germany. Then we sat on that plane for 2 hours because they couldn't find our luggage in Germany. It was lost in the airport. So we sat on that plane for 2 hours and then finally got into Milan, and then they lost our luggage again. So by then it was 1 a.m. So we were exhausted. Oh, and then, you know, I mean, I can add my taxi story. Our taxi left us in Milan, so we had to get into a random car because all the other taxis were on strike.
Oh, boy.
And then, yeah, but we went to, so apparently there's a Como in Italy and then there's a Lake Como.
Oh,
and they
yeah.
are an hour apart. So we were taken to the wrong place, and then the guy pulled over on the side of the highway and told us to get out.
This is a nightmare.
At 2 a.m., yeah, it was literally a nightmare. And so at 2 a.m., pulled over, told us to get out of the car. It was too far. He didn't want to go. So we're just scrounging together as much, you know, as many euro as we had, and threw it at him and told him, please, for the love of God, just get us to our Airbnb. And so finally made it there, probably 3 a.m., Sunday morning after
wow.
leaving Friday night.
And that's just the that's, trip down.
Yeah,
how was the trip home?
Home was okay, although the line was extremely long at the airport. Horrible, horrible baggage lines. They make you check your bags because American carry-on luggage is too big for European planes.
Oh. Yeah.
So you had to check your carry-on luggage. So we almost missed that. Got on the plane, realized we were going to miss our connection in Germany again. And the next flight wasn't for 24 more hours, and that's when I almost had a nervous breakdown. But thankfully, the second flight was delayed, so we made it on the second flight, and we made it home.
Okay. There's the family vacation right
trip.
There. You've been listening to Airline News.
Maddie in the Morning presents Airline News.
You know what? I'm a whacker on the plane.
With Lisa.
Now get on the plane and get the hell out of here.
Kiss 108 is back on Maddie in the Morning.
I like that song. Is that Harry?
The one you just played, yeah.
Late yeah. Late Night Talking. That's a good song. I like that one. Justin, you like that one?
I do like that one. Yeah, I like the other one, too, that you like, the sushi, music for a sushi restaurant.
Yeah.
The one that's in the Apple commercial.
Yeah.
I do like that one. Yeah, absolutely. Harry makes bops, man. He really does.
So those are both off his latest album, right?
Yep. Yep.
I also like Lizzo's one, About Damn Time.
Oh, you like that one, too?
Well, I'm sensing that we're seeing a gradual return to happier music. You know, for the longest time, it was like a lot of slow, serious.
Mid-tempo. Yep.
Yeah. Kind of breakups.
Yeah, these are.
Depression. Like,
these are fun summer songs.
Yeah.
Well, you know what time it is.
Bad Bitch O'Clock.
Yes,
that's
it is.
Right.
It's
that's
Bad
right.
Bitch O'Clock, and I'm getting flirty, right? I've been there before.
You might have to finish the lyric game here. That song is I think it was someone here said that it sounds like a Bruno Mars. Like it was written for Bruno Mars.
Ah, yeah.
If you listen to it, you can really picture, like, Bruno could be singing this.
Yeah.
Which song are you talking
about? About Damn Time.
Lizzo, yeah.
About Damn Time.
Bad Bitch O'Clock.
Bad Bitch O'Clock.
That's right.
Yeah. Thick 30, Bill.
Yeah.
Thick 30.
What's that mean?
She's a thicker person, so it's Bad Bitch O'Clock.
It's
instead
thick,
of it's 6:30, it's
oh,
Thick 30.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that one of the lyrics in the song?
Yeah, he's never listened to the lyrics,
yeah.
apparently.
We got to do a field trip to Lizzo, too.
Oh,
so
he just have us going
list.
Everywhere.
Yeah, so we know we're going to the New Kids, right?
We don't know that 100%.
Oh, we're going.
Yeah, well, it's like 80%.
Yeah, we're going.
Well,
trust
he can
me.
Always call Joey.
Well, yeah, or I'll just buy tickets for the show.
Oh, God.
Really?
I think we're going. I
well,
think
yeah,
I
mean,
it's,
I,
yeah, I
he
think
said
we're going.
He's pretty sure.
Is Hitch mad at us? Or what did we
no,
do?
No, not
did
us.
We say something
well, he said we all get tickets except Winnie. That's what he said.
What? Yeah. Winnie? Okay.
Well,
that's
you know what it is?
The
it's
party.
The comment. So if you missed it earlier in the show.
Oh, right.
Winnie made a comment talking about Hitch, who's our ticket guy
Love
here.
Hitch.
He's the head of marketing.
Yeah.
He said, she said, oh, Billy, with Hitch, you don't ask. You just tell.
Yeah, I
don't. Hey, Hitch, give me these tickets. Like Hitch is your
no,
lapdog.
I don't say it like that. I say, hey, bud, I really need these. And then that's how we get them. It's all about the delivery. You know what I mean?
Well, we know we're going to New Kids, all right? And we know we're going to Bruno. So, Hitch, you might as well know now. We need a row at MGM Music Hall.
Yeah, my wife, Jen, is like super excited about the New Kids thing.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yeah, what
I
is
am
that?
Too.
Yeah,
she,
that'll be a fun show for us.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I just remember when they did Kiss concert. That was a moment
in time.
Yeah.
Like being at the Xfinity Center and just seeing them come up on stage and like the crowd. I've never seen them work.
Was that summertime?
Yes.
Oh, like the resurgent.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. Oh. Wait a minute. They're friends of mine. Why are we worried about tickets?
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, call Donnie.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Last year they did Fenway and Billy got my wife and I tickets. Very nice of him to do. We told the story earlier when he got tickets from our ticket guy here was in front of us. They were Joey McIntyre's tickets.
Yeah.
So on the way there, she said, I said, this seat's going to be awesome. And she said, do you think we'll actually meet and greet with Joey? And I said, you never know. I mean, Billy's his friend.
Yeah.
You never know. So then we get there and there's no meet and greet, which is fine. You know. And then Winnie's in front of us.
Yeah.
So
because of Heesh.
Yeah.
My sister, side note, my little sister is a friend, close personal friend of one of the Wahlbergs.
Yeah.
So she had Donnie Wahlberg tickets, which were in front of me. So you need to ask Donnie this time and not
so
Joey.
So you're saying Donnie got better tickets than Joey?
Yes.
Could
well,
be.
Maybe they mix it up at each venue. You know what I mean? Maybe because there's five of them.
All right. I'm calling Joey today. Okay?
Okay.
I'll try to get him on the show tomorrow. We'll clear this whole thing up.
That would be great, you know.
Or right. Call Donnie.
I'll call both.
Call Donnie.
One of them will be on the show.
Well, the last time you called Donnie, he didn't call you back.
Maybe he was out of the country.
No, I'm going to clear that up.
Were people supposed to know that or no?
I noticed over the weekend I have two separate numbers for Donnie. I think I called the wrong one.
Yeah.
Trust me, one of them will be on the show tomorrow morning, or I have to buy breakfast for the whole team.
You know
is that,
what?
Is that a promise?
Promise.
I'll get us Heesh if you can't get them.
Oh, wait, Billy, hold on. Oh, Billy's calling Donnie right now. Hold on.
Sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Joey! Answer the phone! Donnie, please, pick up! You gotta pick up! That's it for today. We'll see you on the show tomorrow, the big Wednesday show tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. Love you. We'll see you. Bye now.